What up?
Hey, it's another episode of Black Girls Laughing.
Black Girls Laughing.
Back at it with the dope takes on current events. Yeah.
Hey, y'all.
We're here. We're kind of tired. We're kind of all over the place.
Yeah, it is.
But we're here for a show.
It is a Monday. It has been quite the most Monday I've had in a long time.
Tell us about it, B.
You were like, bleh, 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 bleh. Tell us about it. Bleh, bleh, bleh. Whoa. Well, I started my new job today.
What?
I started my new job. Again, I think I'm gonna try in this round.
You don't have to name the place.
Yeah. And also, like, not focus so much on it. Because isn't it important for me to separate myself and my personal life and my personal well-being from my job? So, like, it's cool. I obviously will talk about things that are relevant and important to, like, things that are important to me. But as far as that goes, I think I'm gonna just, you know, just ride the wave. It's the first day. It's as overwhelming as the first day is for anyone, getting new login information and meeting new people and et cetera, et cetera. And I feel like the next few weeks will be really overwhelming. But I'm excited for the work that I'll be doing. So, yeah, that's all I have to say about that. Today was my first day. I'm sleepy. Because yesterday was my first day back in Philadelphia after being in Long Island for almost a week. So I haven't really stopped yet. And I'm really excited for this weekend so I can stop for a few days and, like, get my bearings back. So, yeah, that's me.
Sweet.
What about you, girl? What's up? What's new?
What is new? Went to Denver this weekend, had a great time at the Botanics Garden, had a day where I didn't think about work, didn't think about all the other responsibilities in my life, and it was very, very nice. And this past week has been tough for me. I've been really trying to just, like, deal with the fact that I've talked about this, that I just need to get help for my anxiety. And recognizing it as anxiety and not depression, which I've always thought was my main thing, was depression. So yeah, it's just been like, it was a tough, trying week where it wasn't just anxiety about, like, things on my to-do list, but, like, just, like, anxiety about not feeling connected and that loneliness that I've been going through a lot of loneliness because of my move and because I don't know anyone. And I've been having a hard time just reaching out to my friends, reaching out to my family, which has also been, like, a huge thing for me. And I love my husband because we had a great, great, like, 2 days of, like, really good conversation just about what we're feeling and being honest about that, that, like, helped me so much. To the point where today, like, I'm trying to, like, stay on track with things and, you know, keep my life in some sense of order, that I got up this morning and I ran.
Ooh.
I went on my, like, first real run, and I went out by myself. I'm starting from square one again, so I'm, like, using a new running app to sort of, like, get me, like, used to running, and I had a really good workout. And I'm so grateful that now it's, you know, like, it's, we're recording this in the evening and my knee doesn't hurt.
Yeah.
I was like super nervous that it would be like hurting later in the day. Like I went running at like 6 this morning and like, you know, going for that 30 minute run, coming back, having a day on, like, you know, on my feet, in a chair, or, you know, that up and down, like, really agitates my knee. So it was just great to not have that pain. So it makes it, so it's like motivating me to get out there the next day. So like when then my next run is, you know, in 2 days, and I'm going to run. I'm not like that barrier of just like being fearful that my knee is going to explode. I did it. It didn't explode. I can go do it again.
Woohoo! That's so exciting.
Yay.
I'm so happy.
Yeah. Thank you. And I'm hoping that, you know, me getting that exercise back into my schedule and back into my life will help me. To the point, it made me, like, go and, like, do a little research on just, like, on the research that people have, that doctors have done on exercise as a treatment for stress and anxiety. So hopefully that will become more and more of a place for self-care and remedy for myself.
Woohoo! That's really exciting.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. So let's get into it.
I guess. Let's do the John.
Let's do the John.
So, there's a lot going on in this damn freaking world. And it's all terrible. So, we're going to just gonna go down the line of terrible today. No nice uplifting Johns today. I'm sorry, nope. Guys. The world's a hot damn mess. So, I want to start with talking about what the heck has been going on with Kathy Griffin. But then I also want to talk about Bill Maher. So, if you don't know, Kathy Griffin did a photo shoot where she wore like a blue, what we know now as like a as the pussy shirt dress, like shirt blouse, and she also had a bloodied head that looked like Donald Trump that she was holding. Everyone flipped the heck out about that picture. On this end, she has thus lost her job, her gig at CNN. She's also lost her, her endorsement that she has with Squatty Potty, and just like a bunch of, like, and then I watched her press conference. Apparently, she's speaking out and saying that the Trump family is trying to personally ruin her life because of this picture. Now, there's a big uproar. We saw some tweets from 45 and 45's wife about their young son, the 11-year-old Baron, and like how that it was bad for him to see. Now, there was a lot of clapback against this about, like, one, why are we all up in arms about this when we were not up in arms with the numerous attacks and effigies that were created of Barack Obama? I mean, straight up nooses, like noose hanging things. And let's also compare Kathy Griffin to someone that was just invited to the White House recently, Ted Nugent. Someone who, this man called Barack Obama a mongrel, said that he should be shot, said that he is going to be in jail or dead in November of 2012 if Obama were to win the election. But this man got to go take selfies with 45 at the White House and just have a grand old jolly time. And then we have this Bill Maher situation. I hate Bill Maher. I have stopped. I used to like real time with Bill Maher as a youth, because, you know, he's been around for like 15 years, and I was like, oh, it's like the news, but with swear words. Cool. but you know, his stance, his just unapologetic Islamophobia, his feeling that he's down with the black community because he has, you know, had relationships with a few black women, so he thinks he can get a pass on shit. On this last episode of Real Time with Bill Maher, he just like pulled out this really bad joke where this one, the one senator, someone sassy, was like, yeah, we'll get you in the fields. And he said, oh no, I'm a house N-word. It's like, and he was just so casual with saying that, like, that's a joke he said before in whatever company. Like, what, you're not even in mixed company. You're saying this to another white man, and the senator didn't say anything like about it. It was just, there were some audible groans, and he was like, oh, it's a joke, and then they just kept on moving forward. Cut to like the end of like Saturday, he's like sending out these apologies, like, last night it was really hard for me to sleep, guys, because I was just thinking about what I said and like what the backlash might be about that, and like, I constantly, Friday's a hard time for me to sleep because of, you know, this live show, and I could say any damn thing, and, you know, Twitter could come back after me. I'm like, shut the fuck up. Like, what? Like, it was just like some BS apology. And then I see so many liberals of the pale variety coming for him left and right.
The pale variety.
Telling all of us to not, for the people that are rightfully outraged, there's tons of people that are so rightfully outraged, telling us to shut up, to that, the, you know, we have 45 and Longhorn Dickhorn Jefferson Sessions to worry about,
there's actual racism going on, and this is what you're saying.
Yes, that noise, that's what I've been seeing. Just like, Kathy Griffin gets death threats now for that picture. What repercussions is Bill Maher going to get for what he did?
Not a damn thing.
Yeah. Maybe he won't win an Emmy this year. That's like the article that I've seen. Oh, we're just like,
no, not his Emmy. Anything, not Emmy.
It's like, you. So our the president is so thick-skinned that he can't take that joke. I mean, and I will say that it could be. You could say it's in poor taste, but it's still a joke, and it's still also the president, not a whole group of people. If we're comparing these two incidents, you offend, I don't know. I don't even know where to go with it. It just like pissed me off so much that, and it becomes this spiral of like, okay, if we're going to censor her for that picture, when will, like, suddenly we can't air SNL anymore? Or who else is going to, you know, who else is going to have to deal with some terrible consequences for a rightful joke about a garbage man? I loved that picture. Because you know what? I'm waiting for the day that we actually do storm the damn Bastille. But yeah. Do you have any thoughts on what went down?
I don't like Kathy Griffin, so I feel like I can't have an unbiased opinion about her joke. I mean, it was, like, just kind of gross to look at in general. And, again, I don't really like her, so I was just kind of like, ew, this gross face, ew, Kathy Griffin, all around ew.
And was the gross face about her face or Trump's face?
That Trump thing, that was ugly. I don't want to see that. I don't want to see his regular face. So, like, a nasty version is, like, even worse.
I'd rather see that than the statues of naked Trump.
Yeah, no thank you. Like, none of it. So, I mean, in regards to Bill and Kathy, I mean, nothing's going to happen to Bill. Everyone is already caping and defending him because he has a penis and he's a white male. He's a cisgendered white male in America who liberals have been caping for forever. So, like, I don't, am I supposed to be surprised? I'm just kind of like, honestly, like, I've been kind of reading it from afar. Like, I'll see people tweeting about it or posting about it, and, like, I'll read that, but I won't click on any of their links or any of the articles, because, really, I could give a shit less about either of them. And, like, honestly, unfortunately, it's, like, business as usual, so, like, I just shrug my shoulders and be like, oh, misogyny at work. Surprise! It's like a surprise party that your dad told you your mom was throwing for you, so you're pretending to be surprised, but you're not actually surprised anymore.
What I was surprised, I mean, and also still not surprised, was how people were, like, shocked that he's racist? That he could say shit like that?
Because white,
like,
people
do you not watch the show? Do you not see the terrible things that he says about Muslims and Islam? Like,
no, Brittany, because there are actual racists like Donald Trump out there. So, much like white feminism, let's worry about this thing over here, and then when this thing is taken care of, then we'll worry about the rest of you. Like, once we get rid of Donald Trump, then we'll worry about Bill, though that's a lie, because we'll never actually do that.
No, but we'll be giving him a medal.
Yeah.
We'll be giving him a medal for his part in the resistance.
Yeah.
It's bullshit.
It's all... So, yeah. I feel bad for having, like, a apathetic response to that, but really, that's just kind of how I feel about both of them. Like, I don't pay attention to Bill. Again, I don't like Kathy. It's, like, a white male versus a white woman. Ooh.
Yeah.
Cool. Great. Sorry.
Well, there's been some celebrities that have, like, have been, like, really, like, no one's really, no one, I've never, haven't seen a celebrity response to the Bill Maher thing, but everyone's sort of like, that's, she shouldn't have been fired.
She should have, for, or shouldn't have?
She shouldn't have been fired.
I saw Jim Carrey.
That they're straight up hypocrites for firing her for that.
I saw Jim Carrey said something, but again, I didn't click on the link, and I was like, oh, Jim Carrey.
He's still alive.
That's literally what I did. I was just like, oh, Jim Carrey. Scroll along.
Yeah. Jim Carrey said something, like, Jamie Foxx said something. D.L. Hughley was asked about it.
They're just asking. They're just going down the list.
They're just asking whoever.
They're like,
I mean, cause, like, it goes back to some of, like, those, like, some comic questions that we've had about, you know, about sexual assault jokes and stuff like that. Like, where is the line? What is the line? Yeah. But, yeah.
I will say the headline I did see for what Jim Carrey said was, like, it's a comic's job to, like, something. I can't remember. Never mind. Don't let me talk about it, because I don't remember.
Well, I mean, but, like, it's a comic's job to speak our inner thoughts.
I mean,
like,
yeah.
To make a joke about our inner thoughts. And, I mean, like,
or society. It's like saying...
Yeah, society's inner thoughts. You don't think that a lot of people in the United States right now aren't thinking about how much better our life would be if we didn't have this president?
like, for real.
So, hey, don't kill the messenger for telling everyone, everyone that even lives inside of Trump Towers... inner thoughts.
Like, well, it's like, I don't make your art political, don't make your jokes political, but it's literally the job of mm-hmm. artists and comedians to talk about society. So,
and that's what scares me. It's like, what's going to be next? Cause like I know that there's some art out there, some fine art that's been created in the last 6 months that will probably look very angry towards Trump, that could be violent in its depiction of 45. So like, are they gonna go after those people?
I guess my first question is. Because you said fine art. So fine art is usually... the fine art that goes into large institutions is largely by white people. So when it's by white people and when it's by white dudes that create these fine art pieces that are like piss Jesus, people have backlash, but their art can still be up and they can still get money.
And I said fine art, not to mean like fine art, just to mean art that wasn't performance art. Yeah, but you're right about that too. We'll see what things, what pieces that are made and what plays that are written and whose version that will get to become a part of this time and not just destroyed for hurting someone's feelings. I'm a diaper baby. but I get to run the country. Anyways. Wanna move on to more trash?
I guess. Do I have to?
I mean, because we're doing the show, so yeah, you got to go through more trash. This story, I wanted to talk about this last episode, but here we are in this episode. So, the mayor of Paris is trying to ban the first Afro-feminist festival in the city because it excludes white people. I don't even know what else to say about it besides, like, what the hell? But yeah, that's the thing that's going on in France. And American liberals and socialists and Bernie bros and the like have all commended the mayor of Paris for this action.
Of course.
That excluding anyone is not anti-racist, is pro-racism. F that noise. Let these women be with each other and not have to deal with your gaze, with your fuckery, and let them dance and live their life and enjoy this festival. And what's great, what's, you know, what's like so crazy about it too is that it doesn't explicitly ban white people, but it says that we are trying to have a space for women to talk about, for Afro-feminists to strategize to end radical, to end racial, patriarchal, colonial, and capitalist violence. So it's just like, you know, we are going to be trying to work, we're creating safe spaces. People of color, we're creating more safe spaces, and these people who don't like what we're trying to do are going to try to figure out ways to make what we're doing illegal. So how do we live within the right line so that we can still have what we're trying to do?
No.
We can't, or no.
Black women aren't allowed. No, not allowed.
We're just not allowed. We're just not allowed to do anything.
No. Duh. See?
Yeah.
Not allowed.
And what's really upset is that, like, the French alt-right are the ones that created this campaign against this Afro-feminist festival.
Of course they did.
Like, Marie Le Pen herself is, like, been a part of this. Taking the social media to talk about this. So, like, how are you letting racists fool you into thinking something is racist? Like, you should think, if these racist fools that are ready to that are supporters, that, you know, were not colluding, because I'm getting things confused with Russia, but were, like, you know, supporters of the Trump presidency in their campaign to become the president of France. How are you going to not, like, be wary if that is the group that's calling something racist?
like suddenly you're aligning with these people. Shouldn't you you should be questioning why that's happening.
Yeah.
No, they don't. They see whiteness and they're like, yeah, this must be right. This is totally a good idea.
But yeah.
I'm tired.
Yeah. So, you know what? I'm not going to do the last one, because the last one is just... whatever. We're not going to go there. I'm going to bring up another thing that's actually great for the John.
Yeah. What's great?
So, 10 Harvard acceptance. People that got accepted into Harvard got their acceptance withdrawn because these fools thought it would be cute to create a private Facebook group that was like the R-rated version of the regular Harvard 2021 group. And they put up these memes, these racist memes in this group. And none of them will be going to Harvard now. Ooh. Harvard was like, hell no, we don't support that. You don't get to go here now. You don't go here now. Sorry. Tell your mom she has to pull off that bumper sticker that says "Mom of a Harvard student," like, off. Like, which is like, yay, you can't, like, I'm happy that they're getting for a group of privileged people that will probably never have to face consequences for their actions, at least they're getting this virtual beatdown from Harvard right now.
Yeah. Damn. How did they find the group? I would love to know.
Because it was connected. So, like, they all stemmed from other groups that were acceptable. So there was, like, the Harvard 2017, like, not 2017, that's the year they're graduating now, 2021 group. And then inside of that group, they invited people to be a part of a meme group. And then some kids are like, oh, the memes here are too PC. We're going to make a new meme group. And the way that you get invited to the new meme group is by, like, putting something, like, somewhat offensive on this meme group. And then you'll get invited into the next meme group.
What?
So they're just, like, doing all this stuff in, like, plain sight. Like, too close. And I think someone probably just, like, you know, saw something and said something.
Yikes. Someone was probably like, let me put something semi-offensive so I can get invited to the other one. And then when I get invited to the other one, be like, bam.
Screenshot, screenshot, screenshot. Send it to the dean. Like,
got you. Got
you. So, that's a good news, John. For y'all.
Woohoo! Yeah.
Yay, stupid 17 and 18 year olds getting the shit they deserve. I mean, they were like one of the things that I read a bunch of different like examples of the memes. They had, I don't even want to say it. It's just so disgusting. Like, it's like some disgusting stuff that they were saying about people, Black people, Latinos, everybody. Like,
everybody.
It was like sexist, racist, Islamophobic, just, yeah.
Rock your body. Everybody. Be a meme tonight. It's a racist fight. All right.
A racist fight? What?
Yeah, we're gonna fight the racists.
Oh, I'm always ready for that. I'm always ready to punch a Nazi, slap a racist.
We need to make that trademark, slap a racist. We're making gear. Get your
slap a racist.
Get your old dad style hat. Coming soon to a Etsy shop near you.
Slap a racist. Because that's what, I mean, that's all I want. I want to literally just like jump into the screen sometimes and just slap. Just slap them. Like, if there was a way that I could see a Facebook comment and then just like teleport to their home through their name somehow. Go through the other side of the computer, slap them in the face, and just like go right back in.
Perfect.
Like, let's figure out that time bending technology where you just go
slap a racist.
Slap them.
Smack, smack. All right.
So that was the job.
That was the job.
Woo! It's done.
It is done. Hey guys, what's up? It's B with a check it for this week. So, at the beginning of the show, I said that I started a new job, which is woohoo, so fun, but also overwhelming, and there's so many things to learn, and you know, you can lose track of time, and I lost track of time today and missed my therapy appointment. Not good. Not good. At all. So, my check-out this week, I titled don't let the new keep you from doing you.
You.
Oh, you want it to be don't let the new keep you from doing you? No.
Yeah.
No. I like it without the second you, Jordan. I don't want the second you, Jordan. But, I mean, again, I've talked so much about making sure that I keep my occupation very separate from myself, from my identity, from my self-worth. And that includes not letting it encroach on the things that I do to keep myself good, to keep myself checked, to check myself, to keep my mental health in order. And that includes coming into my new job today and being like, this is what I was thinking for my hours, but FYI, I have a reoccurring appointment every Monday at 1 p.m. and I'm not rescheduling it unless there's a later time that I can take. But as of now, there is not. So this is when I'm going to come and this is when I'm going to have to leave work. And setting that standard, and not only for my employer, but for myself, like, don't go around canceling my appointment or missing my appointment or blowing it off, because then that's how I spiral out again, or that's how I lose track of keeping myself in check and taking care of myself. And there's no more, you should just always make that a priority. And I feel like a job always takes precedent of that for so many people, for too many of us. And I'm not going to do that this time around. I don't want to do that. So it's a way to hold myself accountable. It's a way to hold my employer accountable of like, hey, full disclosure, this is what the appointment is. So you recognize the importance of it to me, and to my health, and hopefully your employer recognizes it as an importance to you being an employee, because when you're taking care of yourself, you're a better employee. You can be at work and not thinking about how you're going to have an outlet because you're taking the steps to make sure you have that outside of your job. So when you're at your job, you can focus on your work. So I thought that was really a relevant check it for today, seeing how it just happened to me today and I instantly went to rectify the situation and rescheduled my appointment and reminded my new director of, you know, I'm gonna try and get a different time because it's like just before I leave work. So like if I could push it, if I could get a different time, even like an hour and a half later, it would be like perfect. But for now, until it changes, this is what it's gonna be, and I'm gonna stick to it, and my pocketbook is gonna make sure I stick to it. But it was important to remind myself of that again today. So that is what I've got. How are you feeling about this, with you running this morning and being in a new place and still not finding someone to talk to yet?
I have not been following the rule. That rule. I mean, I've been letting my new really fuck with what I do. Like, all over the place. You know, my work has been taking a priority too much. And a part of it is like, there's a bit of reconciling of like, okay, if I want to be great at what I'm doing, it's going to have a different time commitment than other positions where I've, you know, I've gone to the point of not caring anymore. But it has gotten in the way of familial obligation, personal obligation to myself. And I have it, and like, I know that I'm going to start making that time back. I'm like taking back some of that time. Like today was a me taking back time, because like, usually I get up in the morning and I get a little work done before I even go into the office. And so today I was like, no, I'm going to go for a run. I'm going to make sure I eat breakfast. I'm going to take this time for me. And does it mean that every day will be that way? Because I do know that I work better early in the morning for certain things. So like tomorrow, I'm going to get up early and I'm not going to go for my run. I'm not going to go for a run, but I'm going to do some work in the morning, and that's going to be okay. Because I know on Wednesday I've scheduled that I'm going to be running in the morning. I won't be doing any work. So just like knowing when to give in. I don't know. I'm struggling with this. So I'm trying. I'm trying to make that space. And yeah, we'll see when I, you know, finally do what I'm supposed to do and schedule my first appointment and start making that a part of my life. And, you know, if it does happen square in the middle of a work day, as it probably will, that I am upfront with my employer about what's going on, and I keep that appointment and I keep it there. So you're inspiration, girl.
For the first time. That's not
true. For the 100th time? For the millionth time? Like,
oh, man. Something like that. I pretend to be. Try to be. I don't know. I just like to be myself. That was another thing I think will be a check it for another day, is like hanging out with friends and they're like, you're always doing something cool, and that makes me feel really uncomfortable.
Oh, girl. Yes.
So that will be the next check it, because I feel like we both have a lot to talk about that, but
I totally do.
But just for, like, any friends listening, like, please don't. That, I don't think people are aware of how much pressure saying things like that can give someone. Mm-hmm. And also, like, we're all on social media, so, like, everything looks cooler there. Just like when you look just like when you look at people you don't know and you're like, oh, they're only doing this for Instagram. Like, I don't do stuff only for Instagram, but I promise you what I'm doing is not actually that cool, and it looks cooler on Instagram. It does. I promise. Mm-hmm. So
I mean, the amount of my friends that have been like, oh, well, you're just living the peachiest life now just because I have some pictures of some mountains. Like, like, you don't know. You don't know what someone's going through just off of what you see on their social media, because not everyone goes real deep on social media.
No.
So.
And yeah.
Yeah.
So that'll be the next check it, I think. That, yeah, is something we should talk about, something that I've been thinking about writing about. So I think I'm actually going to write about it before we talk about it on check it, so I have my thoughts really collected. Yeah, I'm going to hold myself to that, because I've been revamping my website and been saying I was going to write more, and I think, yeah, that's what I'm going to do. Hold me to
it.
Hold me to that.
I'm holding it to it. I'm totally going to hold you to it. I'm going to be like, next week, I'm going to be like, where's
the link to your own page?
Where's your 350 words? That's all we need.
Where is it at? Where is it? So, yeah. This was a good check-it. as I said, I'll keep checking in with you until we figure out, you figure out how to take care of you somewhere new. But it's ticking, girl. It's not so new anymore.
What? What's not new?
Colorado.
It's not. I mean, it is. It's going to be new for a year, but, like, yeah, it isn't new. So I had to get some shit together so I can feel, like, so I can feel a little less new.
Yes. All right. Check it out.
Complete. Okay. Are we ready to get a little anxious? All right, your 2 minutes of anxiety starts in 3, 2, 1.
So, we've been hearing about Russia hacked the elections, and the alt-right. And gross people kept telling us, that's a bunch of BS, that never happened. Until today, when the NSA, National Security Agency, just in case people listening don't know what that is, found proof that hackers from Russia military intelligence tried repeatedly to break into U.S. voting systems before last year's presidential election. It was an operation led by Moscow's GRU. They, like, targeting private companies that hacked voter registration services and equipment for months until just days before the November 8th election. I still, like, this is scary and gross, but I really think that this is a deterrent from the actuality of, like, whether or not Russia hacked the election. People still love Donald Trump. The majority still voted Donald Trump. I don't think that they had any influence over the numbers. I think this is just something to distract us from the racism and the white supremacy that riddles this entire country. And now people are going to be like, oh, America isn't that bad. It was Russia that just hacked the election and changed the numbers. And not that many people did actually vote for Donald Trump. Not that many white women did vote for Donald Trump. So don't be distracted. Peace.
Stop. Okay. Cool. I guess I'll be my own timer. I will be my own buzzer to stop my anxiety.
Oh, no, but I'm still going to be like, you're going over time.
Okay. So, I am gonna start the pain. Here we go. So, if you're not aware, this past Saturday on the 3rd of June, in the evening, there was an attack in London. 7 people lost their lives, 50 people were injured. And today, or was it Sunday? Where later, afterwards, Trump decided that it's a good idea to just shit on the mayor of London. The mayor of London was trying to ease the anxieties of his citizens by saying to not be alarmed by the increased police presence post the attack. 45 decided he wanted to twist the words of the mayor and go on a Twitter tirade, because that's the only thing he's fucking good at, and talk about how it's shameful that that he would make, like, that he wouldn't take this more seriously, that he would call it, that the mayor of London would say that there was no reason to be alarmed, stating the people that were murdered and wounded in the attack, twisting the words for his own political gain. And that's what's been happening with these attacks, and that's what's going to continue to happen with future attacks that happen in the UK, in the United States. He even tried to make a connection between gun laws and tried to make a case for his travel ban through these tweets. The world has decided that we cannot trust the president of the United States anymore. And it's just getting worse. It's just getting worse. When are we going to stop this bullshit? I'm stopping.
We're going to stop yours right now.
I'm done.
Good.
I'm pissed, though. Like, it just pisses me off so freaking much. And, you know, it's been, you know, there's been so many white nationalist attacks. I'm still waiting for 45 to say something about them.
No.
Still waiting.
Those are his people.
I'm still waiting. When is it going to be politically convenient for you to say something about that?
Literally never. So, I wouldn't, just as, like, a point of reference as your friend, I wouldn't hold your breath on that one, because you're...
I mean, I'm breathing. I'm not trying to hold that breath for that, but it's just, like...
You're going to die.
Yeah, I might die. I mean, that's the state of this country. I could die at any time.
Okay.
No one would bat an eyelash.
I would. What am I? Chopped liver?
Yeah, you would. Yes, you would. Friends would.
Man, they just leave you high and dry out here, am I right?
But yeah, it's just ridiculous. If I hear about another damn noose showing up at the National African American Museum, I'm going to freaking, like...
When am I allowed to go on a murderous rampage?
When that happens. When another noose is found, you can go on a murderous rampage.
Like, when is it my turn?
No, you can't, because that might happen tomorrow. So...
Like, when do I get to...
Well, I hope they give you Burger King when you go on your murderous rampage.
Me too. I hope they also say that I was a good student.
Well, I'm going to make sure that you have the cutest pictures instead of your mugshot shared.
Good thing I don't have a mugshot yet. Yet. All right. Time to move on.
Yes.
Move on to... Oh, shoot. Dude, throwback jam.
Yes, it's your week.
It is my week. And I was gone in Long Island for almost a week. And every time...
There was no music.
No, but every time I leave, I am not at the point where I say I love Philadelphia yet. But man, when I leave Philly, I always can't wait to come back. And that inspired my throwback jam, because I'm also thinking of, I was installing art with this really awesome girl for the conference I was at when I was in Long Island. And she's like, it's really warm. And she just looks at me and she goes, summer, summer, summertime. And I was like, oh, Philadelphia. And she was like, what? And I was like, that is the anthem of Philadelphia in the summertime. Like, anywhere you go, any street you walk down, any car, any block, any event, any club, party, dance, whatever, that song is on. That song is on. Everyone loves it. I don't know anyone who has ever in their life said that they don't like it. And if they exist, don't ever talk to me, please and thank you. So, my throwback jam is DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince Will Smith with Summertime. It's getting hot. The humidity was 83% here in Philadelphia today.
Ooh.
Mm. I have my window AC already in because, you know, I live in West Philly, so these old homes don't have central air. It's shorts weather. It's wear your hair on top of your head, closer to your forehead than the back of your neck weather. It's who invented business casual dress. It's too hot for that weather. Sticking to the seat of the trolley weather. No matter how much water you drink and how much time you spend outside, you're still roasting weather. Is this the South or is this Pennsylvania weather? It's summertime.
Pennsylvania is practically the South.
No, it is not.
Well, in terms of racism, but
oh, well, yeah. But it's summertime in Philadelphia. Recepta smells crustier than normal.
Ugh.
Yes.
That's a smell I don't miss.
That's a lie.
Oh, I love the smell of hot urine in the morning.
The hills are alive. So, that's my throwback jam. I hope y'all listen to it right after you listen to this episode.
They've been playing it a lot in Colorado, too.
Of course they are.
That one radio station I listened to, they love the throwback jams.
What is Colorado like in the summertime? Like, it gets, like, up in the hundreds and it's all dry heat?
It doesn't get that hot. It's, like, in the 90s. It's, like, the highest that it gets. It is dry heat, which is beautiful. No humidity. Just a nice cool breeze from the mountains.
Nice.
We got camping equipment.
Ooh.
We've got a tent and we got some chairs because they were on sale at the Target and we were like, we're getting it. So we're going to go camping soon and I'm really excited because I've never gone camping. So
I want to go camping.
Well, when you visit me, we'll go camping. But yeah, like, it's still the weather where it still gets, like, really, it still gets cold at night here.
Be still my heart.
Oh, yeah. Come cool off when you're done with the sweatiness. Come visit me. And then you'll miss Philly, and you'll go back home, and you'll be very happy back in Philly.
You'll be like, wow, brown people
are nowhere.
No, in Philly, when I come back.
Oh, in Philly. No, there's plenty of brown people here, too. There are. I don't know them, but they're there. They're here. I joined a couple more, like, meetup groups that I just need to just get my ass to go to some of them. I'm going to get my ass to Denver just so I can hang out with some black ladies.
Yeah.
Oh, anyways. Good throwback jam. It's a hot jam for the hot days.
All right. So I guess that rolls us right into our last final hoo-rah.
Giggle, cackle, roar!
I was waiting for that. As you can see from my face.
You're just like, are you done?
Are we done?
Are you done?
Are we done yet?
Are you? Did you do it? All right. I've got a giggle.
What are you giggling about?
I'm giggling about Blue Ivy's dance recital.
My heart.
She's the cutest. She was like, y'all little girls are my background dancers. I have a little extra flair to us dancing to September. This is my shit. Like, it was so cute. And it's like made me think about, I think like every like future performer, even if you've not become super famous, I feel like they all have these stories of being in dance class as a little kid and just like being the one. And like, I have that story. I'm pretty sure you're nodding your head, so you must have shown out in your dance recital. Like, I don't know, it's just like the makings of future prima donnas. You have to be in that line in your pink tutu and say, F the choreography. I'm here. This is my show. You only get one shot, and I'm here. Oh, she was so cute. I was like, she was like looking dead at the camera too. So whoever leaked that video, because like it's kind of like intrusive. This private video of Blue at her dance recital, and all these kids now are like their faces and on the internet. They didn't ask for that. Like, but it almost feels like, bae, did you leak it because you thought it was cute? Because it looks like she's looking directly at the camera. So it's like, someone inside of the inner circle had the camera, took that,
and they were like,
and like, that is their footage.
let me peep it. Solange was like, you ain't gonna put it up, I am.
Oh my gosh, it's so cute. And just like gave it to TMZ and it seemed like it was like some type of
leaked
and like some leak. Nah, I see through that, but it's so cute. Like, she's just loving it. She's not the best of the kids, but she made herself the best.
She's in it to win it.
She's like, I have to check over here what the choreography is, but when I hit it, I'm hitting it.
I am giving you life.
Huh. That's my giggle. What do you have?
My giggle that you all will giggle at is that I have finally started watching Dear White People on Netflix, because we all know, again, that I am awful with television. And also, like, full disclosure, I freaking hate being bombarded with TV shows that I should be told to watch. Like, you increase the chances of me never watching a TV show if you're constantly telling me to watch it. Let's look at House of Cards. Let's look at that drug show that everybody loved, Breaking Bad. Let's look at...
That's like the drug show.
Scandal. Like, I won't.
I've never got onto the Scandal bandwagon. I've
watched two episodes of Scandal my whole life, and that's because my mother was watching them. So, like, please, please don't, like, if I'm gonna watch a TV show, I'm going to find, it might be late, it might be after you've seen the whole show and it got canceled, but I will eventually watch it. I will take time and I will watch it. Just like I was late to the game with Black-ish. And so I was like, you know what I'm going to do when I have free time? That's going to be the thing that I watch. That's going to be the only show that I watch until I get a few seasons in and I know what people are talking about. But then again, I feel like a lot of those episodes can be standalone, so you can miss a couple and it's okay. So everyone asked me, did I watch Dear White People? I knew that I was going to watch Dear White People. I had decided after work I was going to make myself dinner and chill out and watch Dear White People. So I'm literally only on the second episode, but...
Oh, you haven't even got into it yet.
No.
Come back and we'll talk about it after you've watched it.
Obviously, but like the first episode already, you know, that biracial girl experience was like, yep, yep. And then when she made the joke of like, I'm biracial, so technically, when she was talking about her boo, I was like, oh Lord, I've said that to myself before, actually. So,
I definitely thought of you with all of her shit, I thought of you.
So, if y'all see me for Halloween dressed as her, don't be surprised. I feel like you wouldn't anyways if you listened to this. You would be like...
I would just be like you on a Thursday. Like, that wouldn't be Halloween.
I don't wear an army jacket. Come on.
Okay, you just wear a green jacket.
Anyway. Yeah, so I will let you guys know more about my experience watching it. And know that I'm watching it, so please don't bombard me about watching it. I'm excited to see more of the stories fleshed out since we have a TV show instead of just trying to shove everything into a movie.
And you've only seen the first one?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I know that there's so much that's going to happen, so.
There's so much that's going to happen. And like the first one set the scene in one way, and then the second one like really made me like it more. I was like, oh, this is okay. And then the second one, I was like, oh, so this is how they're doing it. Cool. Like, this is how this works. Who all get? Yeah. So I'm excited for you to watch the next one.
Woohoo! Yeah.
It's such a good show. I think it's better than the movie.
I mean, the movie, I feel like some of it was for comedic it felt more of like comedy, like almost dark comedy in the movie. So again, like a TV show, you can really get down
they
to
can
some
play on that drama a little bit more. They can flesh out the story so much more.
They can get down to some nitty gritty, so.
It's so good. I had a good conversation with my mama about the show.
Oh.
We did not agree about some things, so.
I almost said, of course not. I mean, listen, it's all about that old school, new school respectability politics, and they're real and they exist, and some people subscribe to them and some people say what?
F that noise.
who were you? Tell did me do what? For who? Oh, okay.
Alright, so that was our show. It's another episode of Black Girls Laughing in the Can. Woo. Hey guys, we're about to have a live show. You need to get your life and come to this live show. On July 23rd, we're going to be at Tattoo Moms at 6 p.m. That's a Sunday. It's a part of Philadelphia Podcast Festival. You need to be there. Come, hang out, laugh with us, have a drink with us. You gotta be 21 or older. it's at a bar. But hey, it's going to be great. Have some tater tots. Have a veggie burger. Live your life. We can do some arts and crafts. I don't know. We'll have fun. come hang out. Again, July 23rd, that's a Sunday, 6 p.m., Tattoo Bombs in Philadelphia. Hey!
Hey! Yeah! Like, you should, I don't, any of you that have tweeted us or Facebooked us that live near us or in our area that have been like, when are y'all gonna do a live show? If you don't come, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it, because this is, the time is now. It's free. Like, you can come and just hang out with us. Like, you can come, we can drink martinis together. We can be carefree together. Like, let's hang out.
Martinis?
Tattooed Moms has the best pickle martini I've ever had.
Oh, yes, your pickle martini. I forgot that that's your thing. Pickle martinis.
Which tastes just like a dill pickle, if that's what you're into. If that's not what you're into, we can have a beer.
They're good.
They're
good.
They're really good.
And who doesn't love sucking on a pickle? Why not have that?
Anyway, in a drink. You can find us on the internet at BLK Girls Laughing with No G on Twitter, on Facebook.com/Black Girls Laughing, on our website, blackgirlslaughing.com. Share us on iTunes, share us on SoundCloud, leave us a review. You can email us, blackgirlslaughing@gmail.com. You can find us on our personal Instagrams. I haven't been posting much, you guys. But you can still find me. I do have some photography I'll be posting soon since I finished editing it, so that's cool. You can find me at BEEKNIGHTLY B Knightley.
And you can find me. I am back on Instagram after weeks of not wanting to show my face. I'm Brie Hines. Brie like the cheese, B-R-I-E. Hines spelled the correct way, H-I-N-E-S. That is me.
Woo! See ya.
Peace, y'all. Come on.